Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? You sound like you're on a plane.
I'm on a crowded bus. Let me just draw a picture for you. They're selling live chickens through the window. There's many live chickens on board. There's mothers and children, everyone sitting in the aisle. I hope you can hear me because it's a very hot and very lot of activity going on.
Smells like chickens.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know who Susie is, because we've got the commercial running and a whole bunch of people are checking us out now for the first time. Susie left over a year uh-huh. ago, and she is traveling the world by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls us up from time to time, just from different corners of the planet. And she's in Mozambique now, correct?
I am in Mozambique.
And where is that? I don't even know.
Listen, don't feel bad. I didn't know before I got here. It's above South Africa on the east, kind of southeast coast. And they speak Portuguese here. So it's crazy. It's like the only Latin-flavored country in all of Africa.
Huh.
I didn't know anything about it. I just basically am so dumb. I was like, I'll just make a straight line down the east coast of Africa. I'll start in Egypt and go straight down. So whatever's in my path, I'm like learning about it as I go. So Mozambique is crazy. The roads are just terrible. It's really, really poor. I would say almost everybody here lives in like a house with no plumbing, no electricity, made of like mud and grass. It's definitely one of the most basic places I've ever been.
Is everybody staring at you right now with a cell phone in your hand?
You know, the thing is, they don't have electricity, but they have cell phones. A lot of them have cell phones. They buy they buy these cards so you pay beforehand because people don't have mailing addresses. You can't, like, it's not like you can get your bill neatly in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So people, and the interesting thing is that people have to go to stores to recharge their phones, a lot of them, because they don't have electricity in their house. But the cell phone is everywhere. Like, if somebody's, like, not dirt poor, but just like sliding by, they have a cell phone.
Wow.
So no, nobody's looking at me, believe it or not.
Sure, because you know.
Plus, they're selling chickens out the window.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're on the bus, Jen, and you got to call home to find out if you need to have a fresh chicken in the yard.
True.
You know, you pick up your cell phone. Hey, we need a chicken because I'm on the bus right now. I can just reach out the window and grab one.
Susie, there's this reoccurring theme that we hear from week to week with you, and it really is.
I've had a couple of problems here already. Like, I'm just a mark, you know? Like, when you're in a country and you stand out so much, and everyone's really poor, you're going to get a lot of attention you don't want. Like, I get off of buses and people's hands are in my pockets. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on the beach and I didn't bring anything to the beach because I know you just can't bring a backpack or anything. I had a pair of sunglasses with me, and somebody just ran up and stole them. Believe it or not, this country's still okay, but it's like, wow. Like, I feel like I've been everywhere and I've seen everything, and then I get to another country and I'm like, wow, it can get harder, it can get poorer, it can get more basic, it can get more dangerous. Like, everywhere I go, I'm like, oh my God, more surprises. So Mozambique has offered some great surprises, but also it's tough. Like, I'm sitting here sweating right now. I'm on a 12-hour bus trip. I was standing for most of it. It's hard. Somebody pin a medal on me, but people here do it every day. This is their life. So a part of me is like, just shut up and don't complain. This is their life. You got to you're in it. You got to deal with it.
At this point now, you are, you're past what your year deadline was going to be. Is there any part of you now going, okay, I can see the end of this?
I bought a ticket home.
You did?
I bought a ticket home, and it was really crazy. I bought a ticket home from Johannesburg. I'll be flying home from South Africa, so I'm just headed all the way to the bottom of this continent.
Okay.
And I made it so that I'll be gone a year, a month, a week, and a day, because I think that kind of sounds cool.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm in a country that's this hard, where I'm just, it's hit literally, you guys, I've been on the road now for 3 days straight, just taking buses. It took me a day. I'm not exaggerating you, a day to go 120 miles on a bus. It's so crowded, so hot, so bumpy. The roads are really bad here. So, like, the harder things get, I'm like, wow, it's going to be amazing to be home and to, like, have some comforts, you know?
You know, Susie, that could be the name of your book, a year, a month, a week, and a day.
I like it. It's kind of catchy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I had no idea when to come home. I'm like, I don't know when I'm ready. I'm nervous about coming home, but it's time. It's overdue. You know, I know it's overdue. So I was like, I know. I just calculated it. I was like, all right, March 8th. That's you know, a year, a month, a week, and a day, and I'm gonna do it. So maybe they'll sell for a book. I like it.
You know what's going to be so interesting also? Because this journey with us, I don't think, ends in Johannesburg. I think following you through the transition of being in New York City now, I mean, you're going to the busiest city in the world after, you know, kind of slowing it down and having
I'm in a place with no electricity. Literally, I've been hungry probably for the past 7 days. Like, I never get enough food to eat. It's like, it's really hard to get the food thing right. They don't really, there's just not a lot. I'm going to go to like the richest, tallest, most crowded city in the world. I don't know. I can't visualize that it's going to be a problem, but I think I'm going to probably trip out a little bit when I go home. I don't know how I'm going to adjust. I don't know what's going to be hard, because in a sense, that's going to be easier for me in some ways, but in other ways, it's going to be so foreign to me after this whole year being gone from that. I don't know what it's going to be like. I'll check in with you guys and let you know, but I think it's going to be a little rough, at least in the beginning.
Hey, Susie, this is totally off the subject, but I am dying to know about French Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he wrote me a love letter, which you guys posted online. I haven't heard from him. I don't know what's going on. His thing to me was like, we can barely communicate on the phone because we don't really have a common language, and he doesn't email. He doesn't know how to email. I don't really know what that says about him. But so he's just like, I'm coming to New York when you get home. I don't want to, like, talk on the phone all the time. It's too hard. But he said he's coming. Or that he wants to fly me to France when I get home. So it's been a really weird. It's like he's still in the picture, but it seems less real because I'm not talking with him. So it's like a part of me is like, it's hard to keep it alive. But he said he's coming, so I don't know what's going on. It's kind of a mystery.
What if you hear from him when you're in Johannesburg and he says, you know what, fly to Paris for a week and then fly to New York? What do you do?
Of course I do it. No question. Hands down. And all my friends are planning a welcome back party for me in New York when I get back. I'll be like, you guys, you're going to have to delay that party.
Susie, for those...
But I don't know if that's going to happen. But I would definitely do it, of course.
For those that didn't hear the episode when you were talking about the French guy and stuff, can you kind of give a recap of that in a minute?
Sorry. Yeah, basically, I've met a lot of guys on this trip, and you kind of slide in and out of people's lives, and it's fun, and everybody knows it's temporary. And I was in this crazy country called Djibouti, this little tiny crazy country in East Africa, sitting at a pool, met a French guy. We could hardly talk to each other, but something big and crazy happened for both of us. And, you know, we only spent 2 days together, and he's like, I'm going to see you again. You're my wife. I'm sure of it. So it's kind of this, like, crazy soap opera thing that happened, and it's just open-ended to be continued because I don't know if there's a future here or not. But definitely fell very hard for this guy, and I don't usually fall for anybody. And he's the same kind of guy, same kind of personality. So I don't know.
I took a taxi down to Bitterball last Saturday night, and my cab driver happened to be from Djibouti. I asked him.
Really?
And, in an attempt to make conversation, I said, oh, somebody I know just went there and said your country sucks.
Nice.
Uh-oh, sorry. Nice. Yeah. It does suck, though.
Well, he did agree. He did say, yeah, it's not a great country.
Well, that's why he's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Susie, did you say what that exact day was that you're going to be in Johannesburg flying back?
Yeah, March 8th, and then I arrive in America on March 9th.
Wow, okay. We should check in with you then. Is March 8th, is that a weekday?
Yeah, because that's like a Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it is a Thursday or something.
Can we check in with you the day you're about
to
leave? Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I can call in when I reach JFK Airport, the big, huge, bustling, you know, metropolis airport, and let you guys know how it feels.
Well, we'll talk to you before that also, but specifically I want to talk to you like either the day of or the day before the last day of your trip, just to feel, just to get a sense of how you're feeling about this thing finally being over. This has been a way of life for over a year for you.
Yeah.
Are you starting to look back?
It is my life. It's like, it's not a way of life anymore. It is my life. Yeah. I'm moving all the time in crazy places, learning new things. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. We'll talk and we'll see. I can't predict.
Are you already getting reflective about the last year?
Uh-oh.
We're starting to lose her.
Maybe she's buying a chicken.
I think we're starting to lose her.
She got hungry. She says she's been hungry for a while.
Yeah, that one looks good.
All right, we'll check in with her again, if not next week, the week after that. And then we definitely have to see how she's feeling the week that she's taken off from her trip. And then I am anticipating that the transition back into the quote-unquote real world, if that's what you want to call where we live, is going to be much more difficult than she thinks it's going to be. Mm-hmm.
It'll be difficult, but I also predict that, unfortunately, it will go back to the way it was when she was in New York. And there'll be also, I think, a mourning period for what she's going to leave right now.
I mean, I'm sure there's a deeper question here eventually we'll ask, but I mean, can't there be a circumstance that happens to you that you literally make a life change that you can sustain something so important or so impactful that that day you change?
It changes your life, but you also can't completely fight, I think, your surroundings. I think that's the hardest part is you are adaptable, and she's adapting to the situation she's in, and she'll adapt back to New York when she gets back there.
And that is exactly why I have my prediction that she will not live in this country forever.
Oh,
she'll come
so
back
either.
Here, and then I think that she will leave and live somewhere around the world that's different from here, because I think she'll have such a hard transition back, and because your environment shapes you so much that she won't want to stay.
We know it could be Paris, but it won't be Djibouti, that's for sure.
Right, so not that spot.
The Bird Show.